You know, obviously very disappointed. Anytime you have 150-plus alumni come back, you'd like to play one of your better games. I really thought going in that game we'd be ready to play and play one of our better games of the season. Unfortunately, we didn't. Open it to questions.
Mike, you called it a must-win game on Monday. To lose the way you did to a team with only one win, I mean, where does the season go from here at this point?
Well, obviously very disappointing. You know, a must-win game is to give you a chance to, you know, play for a playoff spot at the midway point when you're 3-5, and it's got to be a must-win, obviously, to get in the hunt. When you lose a game like that, now you're playing to see who, obviously, is going to be on your football team for years to come. And now we get a chance to evaluate players and see where we're at. Obviously, we're not out of it statistically, but now we find out what type of character we got and how guys keep on fighting through the rest of the season.
Mike, to be in that mode, first week in November after week 9 before the bye, just how surprised are you and how disappointed are you?
Well, disappointed, obviously. You know, we've had a number of games thus far that we had a chance to win in that fourth quarter. We haven't done that, and to play like we did today was disappointing. You know, the penalties that we had, hard to keep drives going. I think we basically had two drives in the first half. The third one was inside a minute, obviously backed up. Pretty tough to and you got to score. You got to score in the red zone. You know, we had the second drive. You got to find ways to get in the end zone. I think we're 0-for-2 in the red zone. It's hard to win those games, especially with as many penalties we had. You know, we stopped ourselves a number of times. We overcame a few, but obviously not enough. Third downs, again, very average. We had to make some fourth downs to keep drives going. And, you know, defensively, came up with a couple big plays on us. Obviously, ran the ball better than they have. And I thought that's been one of our strong points. And, obviously, we didn't do it today.
Mike, at this point in your tenure, do you worry about players fair or not losing faith in the direction of the program?
Well, I think everybody's disappointing. You know, everybody's disappointed in what happened today. And, you know, you're looking for guys that, you know, step up, you know, both offensively, defensively, and special teams. And obviously, I got to do a better job because we didn't do that today. We didn't do that as a team. So I take full responsibility for that.
Mike, through 7 games, the 2 things you really had going for you were offensive scoring and run defense. The last 2 weeks, both have seemed to have fallen down.
Well, like I said, you know, you have the ball for 2 drives in the first half, and all of a sudden, you have that touchdown. It's a different type game. So we overcame some penalties. In the second half, we just couldn't get any big plays going like we normally do.
2 weeks in a row where your run defense.
Yeah, that's disappointing. So that's what we're going to have to do is go back and work on those things.
What were they able to do to kind of keep you guys from, you know, finishing off drives? You had a 12-play drive, 17-play drive. Talk about their defense and what they were able to do to kind of keep you guys from finishing those drives off.
Well, I think you saw it. You know, it's 4th and 2. We didn't make that. We had it on 2nd and 2. We lose 3 yards. We put ourselves into a 3rd and 5 situation. You know, we gotta do a better job, like we did earlier, of converting in the red zone. And if you do, then like I said, it's a different game. It's a different mindset.
Mike, the head official said there was an inadvertent whistle on that play, and they decided that he would have been in the end zone anyway. What were your thoughts on that touchdown play?
The one that they scored? Well, to be honest with you, I thought when they were going to sideline, I thought there might be a possible hold. I wasn't sure. I couldn't see it from my angle, and the officials that they were talking about, was there holding or not holding? And at the end of the day, they called it a touchdown, and there wasn't a flag thrown. So there was I didn't know about the whistle. They didn't say anything about that. They were trying to decide if it was holding or not. That was the way they relayed it to me.
I don't know what the clarification on the rule is. Upon review, and they would review every scoring play, they can't go back and take a look at the official waving his arms and blowing and hearing the whistle or anything like that? Or
yeah, you would think they would. I didn't know that was part of the situation at that time. I was told that they were talking about the hold on D. Hall when the guy put his hands up in the air. And that was a clarification that they gave me. That was what they were talking about.
Mike, obviously it's all frustrating, the losing in general. But the penalties specifically, does that just eat you up as
a
coach?
Yeah, that's what gnaws at you. You know, when you stop yourselves. You know, the first drive we stopped ourselves, and then the second drive we overcame a few mistakes, but we kept the drives going. We had to make a few fourth downs and weren't able to make the big one at the end. But the thing that really disappointed me, when you got the ball second and two, and then all of a sudden you get a loss of three and put you in a tough situation. So we've got to do a better job inside the 5-yard line, which we have been doing a fairly good job of, but very poor today.
Past, you guys have stretched the defense a little bit, even in the red zone today. You guys elected to kind of go to the option game. What was it that you guys saw as a play calling staff to go in that direction versus going into the end zone in the red zone?
Which play are you talking about?
The second drive, and I believe the following drive that you guys were in. The two times.
I think the two times we went down there, you know, we had second and goal in the two, and we just had run off fullback on a counter. Then we ran a toss out of the goal line. And then Robert on fourth and two, obviously. We got 3 yards on the next play. And then Robert on the fourth and two, we had a quarterback, what we call blocking down, and our back leaning. And we thought we caught him in man coverage, we'd be able to get it in. Unfortunately, we didn't.
Mike.
But not a lot of options.
Sorry. Going into the bye week, couple of weeks now, the 3 straight losses in the record. Do you anticipate major changes, or do you try to pull everyone together and kind of regroup? How do you look at getting
the first thing we do is we go back and we look at the game. You know, very disappointed right now, very emotional right now, just as everybody would be. So you go back and you take a look at who made the mistakes and what we need to do as a staff to improve, to make sure we eliminate some of those mistakes. But you know, as you mentioned, yeah, very, very disappointed we didn't play better than we did, because I thought we would play very well today and just made too many mistakes.
What did you think of Robert's performance today? What did he do well, and what can he improve on?
Well, I think that's what we'll get a chance to take a look at in detail, to kind of go over those things. Like I told you, it's going to be a learning experience for Robert. You know, you get the first time we've really been behind, you know, 21-6 with, you know, 7 minutes left. The other game was 10 minutes, big difference in 3 minutes on how you can handle that last drive. But, you know, he's going to learn every game. It's good to put him in those situations. You don't get it very much. He'll keep on getting better and better. He's a guy that's so talented and made a lot of off-schedule plays today on that last drive and found a way to get in the end zone even after all those penalties. So did some good things.
Mike, can you explain your thinking going for the end zone on the fourth and goal from the two there, and then for Carolina to go 98 yards after that?
Well, I always say, and I talk to guys about this at the beginning of the year, that, hey, there's a lot of times when it's fourth and one, I'll take the chance, or fourth and a yard and a half, 2 yards, because if you can get them 3 plays and out, you have the ball at midfield, and you got a chance for another field goal. So I've done that through the years. Sometimes it's worked. Obviously, today it didn't work. I really believe that, you know, it's a mindset of your team that you're not afraid to go for on fourth and two or fourth and one, depending on what type of team, you know, you have and the mindset of being able to move it. But if you do go 3 plays and out and they do punt it and you get a 40-yard punt, you're right there at midfield, one first down, or inside midfield, one first down, and you got a chance to get the field goal back. So. Obviously, it didn't work today.
Mike, you know, there's a lot of talk about the secondary lately, and again, it was a long pass. Do you know what happened on that play, and is there anything that you can figure out how to shore that up?
Yeah, you know, what happens is, you know, when you're in a coverage like that, and all of a sudden what they have is somebody goes inside and somebody goes outside, and you're playing a 3-deep zone, and somebody gets caught on the outside guy, then it looks like it's a busted coverage, and basically, at the end of the day, it is, but a pretty good design, something that we've worked on. But unfortunately, they out-executed us in that play.
Mike, did Robert get x-rays after the game?
Yeah, he's got some sore ribs. And that one shot, I think that when he was dropping back early in the first quarter, he took a pretty good shot to the ribs. And anyway, hopefully it's not too bad. But he's sore right now.
So those x-rays showed that nothing was broken?
Correct. I don't think they even thought about something being broken. It was just sore. Anything else? Okay, thanks.